Naval orange worm is a persistent pest in almonds and pistachios particularly, but there are many ways to control it. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, which is part of the Ag Information Network. David Haviland is a UCANR farm advisor, Kern County, specializes in entomology.
We know that naval orange worm can't be controlled with one technique. It's got to be sanitation combined with insecticides as needed, combined with early timely harvest, combined with main disruption, you know, as needed. It's kind of a four-pronged approach, and you know, sanitation is the cornerstone for that.
But at the same time, it's hard to find crews to do the poling needed to get those mummies out of the tree, and it's getting more expensive every year.
At the same time, the big issue right now is that everyone knows you should do it. I would suggest that just about everybody's doing a shaking, a windrowing, and flailing. But the last more expensive stage of poling crews, that's getting more and more difficult to justify, and we're seeing people that are still fully dedicated to it and appreciate it. But there's also some other situations where you have to ask the question of, is this worth it? You know, particularly if you have really tall trees that you can't reach the tops of and that type of scenario.
Haviland said that's one of the reasons why mating disruption is so important.
Because even though sanitation is as important as it always was, it's getting, unfortunately, cost prohibitive in some cases.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.